Ray Foley.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon
on Today FM.
Hello, are we on? Hello. Hello.
Is that is on, yeah.
Is that walking? Is that walking?
Yeah, you can hear because you can hear your own voice in your ears, Ray.
Hello.
That's you.
Hello, is it walking? Are those things on the in the gym? You know, in the gym, it's like a kind of a platform or a step you step on. Not a step. That's a.
Is it a thing you jump onto?
Yeah, but it's powered and it shakes.
It shakes your whole body.
Can someone tell me what does that do? What do those things do? I've seen them in the gym, and people standing on them, and they're like.
Accurate portrayal.
Actually, now that I'm particularly overweight, it would be interesting to see the ripples, wouldn't it?
It would, yeah.
It'd be like some sort of Japanese art. See. See me up on one of the.
You know, you're awful hard on yourself.
What are those shaky machines and what do they do? Any gym experts, 0874 100102. What's the point in them yokes and what are they called? This is a baby. Someone sent me this baby on one of those gym machines last night.
They put a baby on a gym machine.
Yeah, well, do you know what?
Come on.
You can never start too young.
Right.
Have a listen to this. Same as this.
He loves this toy. It's not me. He tries to crawl on it, I swear.
Hang on, let me convert it over to mono because it sounds. Does that sound a bit weird to you?
That sounds all right.
Does it?
Yeah.
Sounds all right.
Please hold. You don't mind waiting?
No, it's fine, actually, yeah.
Okay, so this is him. This is the baby. And he's a proper baby. He's not on his belly. Like, he can't. Mm-hmm. He's not crawling.
Young baby.
He's a young baby.
He loves this toy. It's not me. He tries to crawl on it, I swear.
Okay.
I'm not a crazy parent. He wants to be on this thing.
So hope he gets on it. He loves it.
Yeah. Sounds happy.
Are we done?
So he's fine, but she hasn't turned it on.
What's the point then?
So I hear the sound of the baby up on top of the gym machine. Here we go.
Sounds like a sheep.
He's hey kid, you enjoying yourself up there? Vids, tag me on Instagram. You can find me there. Send it through on DM.
Cash machine.
Here we go. Now. Sam Smith and Unholy. That's Unholy. I'm Ray Foley. This is Today.
Good stuff. That is strong. That's very strong.
I did everything
stuff.
I could.
Yeah.
I did everything, but really? For God's sake, it's Tuesday, don't I? Today FM, playing the music you love. A very good afternoon to you. Saying good afternoon to you this afternoon. Good afternoon to you. The gang's all here. Did you enjoy yourself? Chuckles over there. Chuckles.
I like it when you pretend to be a radio person.
I know, it's great crack, isn't it?
Try that for a whole
because
show,
they let me do all the buttons and the fade. Like, look, listen, watch this.
See, it goes louder and quieter.
It's quiet now. And then it goes up again.
This is great crack.
Ah, going back to my childhood days. What was that? Sorry. What was all Mother of God? We got the lurgy.
Just clearing my throat.
Has everyone got their jabs, by the way?
Yep.
We went for, when did you get your jab?
Just before, last week.
Right.
Just say last week.
I'm trying to remember it was late last week. I think it was like Friday or Saturday we got ours. And then my wife was like, do you remember when you were in school and you got the BCG? It's like, don't touch my arm. Oh, don't touch my arm.
I can't feel my arm.
Ma'am, he hit me on the BCG. You get into a fight with your brother or your sister, and they punch you on the left arm. It was the left arm, isn't it? I'm just trying to. It was the left arm we got our jabs in, anyway. And same with Kate, my wife. Like, anytime I'd hug her, or even. For some reason, I was only touching her on her upper left arm. I mean, we were completely nude.
Uh-huh. Whatever you're into, Ray, it's fine. Behind closed doors, you don't gotta
completely
go
nude. Completely nude. Orla, we were completely nude. And feeling amorous. And for some strange reason, purely I was only touching her.
Is that one of her zones? Is that one of her zones?
Ah, me
BCG.
No, it's not one of her zones.
It's her BCG spot.
It's true, I couldn't go near her. I couldn't go near her. Every time I hugged her or patted her on the arm, I was like, oh, I'm a bit, oh, stop it. Don't come near me. I've had me jabs. And then crying to your mum when you were a kid, when you got the BCG, like when your sibling would touch you on your BCG, because that made it worse. Because like a punch on the right arm is like, oh, stop, mum. Oh, stop. Stop her. I'm telling mum, stop. Oh, stop. Oh, stop. Scuffles, rows, arguments. Oh, stop. Oh, stop. I'll kill you. Shut up. Oh, you shut up. I want to watch X-Men. Shut up. Oh, shut up. Oh. I want to watch Beetlejuice. Oh, shut up. Oh, put on Turtles.
Oh, mum, he punched me in the BCG.
Worst. Anyway, she's fine now. You've been delighted.
She's recovered. Yeah, okay, she's good news. Yeah.
She's fine, but she is still married to me. So I'm going to be getting texts about that in the next few minutes. The vibration plates. That's what they're called, apparently. Vibration plates?
Yeah.
This is the baby on the vibration plate that I played at the beginning of the show. Putting the child up on the... It's a piece of gym equipment. Well, it's one way of keeping him busy, do you know? It's one way of making sure he keeps his fingers out of the electrical sockets. A vibration plate. It's one of those... It's one of the long list of items of equipment in the gym that you see other people on and you go, I couldn't do that.
I remember the old school version back in the 80s when I was a child, and it involved like a big wide belt being strapped around your midriff. You would also stand on something and then it would just shake you back and forth.
What's the point? Any gym experts? Gym bunnies? Any trainers? What does that thing do aside from entertaining your baby? And entertaining the rest of us when your baby's on it. Yeah, I'd be looking at that going, nah, I wonder what that does, but I never get on it. I do all the basics. I do the treadmill, I'll do the bike, I'll do the rowing machine. But then that's it. I'll never go on it. Same with the, the whole stretch section of the gym where you see women on yoga mats with the inflatable yoga balls.
Yep.
Never. I'm never in there. You'll never catch me in there. I look at that and I go, do you know, that's a good idea. And it's good for you because you need to limber up both before and now you need to warm up and cool down, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I'll never go in there because I look like a fool. 0874-100-102. Vibration plates. Fidelma's over there. She's got an explanation for it. Fidelma?
Hi, guys. Not a clue, really.
Well, thanks for the voice note, Fidelma. Sorry, I interrupt.
To use them in Sasta in Sligo, and it just shaked the bejesus out of you.
Yeah, good shaking, good bejesus shaking is good for you, I suppose, isn't it? Is it Sasta or Sasta? Because Sasta would be satisfied, would be a good name for a gym, wouldn't it? Or is it Sasta? Anyone from Sligo want to fill us in on that? Sorry, go on.
It's meant to help with your muscles if they are sore from a workout.
All right, so it's after.
Hope that helps.
Thank you. Well, I know you're only guessing. You're chancing your arm with us. Yeah. So shaking you up, loosening you up, and I suppose it would be in the warm down, warm up section. 0874-100-102. We'll do a roll call after any in excess. This is the FM.
All you got is this moment. Got to let you know you want one of my kind.
That's very good music, isn't it? NXS. Need you tonight. Today FM playing the music you love. Will we do a roll call?
Ah, yeah.
Raise my name. There's JP.
Archie.
Arda Ormond.
Archie.
In the house. And text 0874-100-102. Lads, that rocket you were on about yesterday caught your soft launch bug. That was a soft launch, wasn't it? Just did it crack? Did it fall in the water? They were launching from Cornwall?
Yeah.
South of England. And they were supposed to be flying down under Cork, out past Kerry, doing a bit of a loop and launching the rocket into the sky. And it was Virgin Orbit are the company behind it. Branson's people. And not the Virgin Media Television people.
No.
Karen Koster.
Right.
And Warren O'Connell were manning the space flight. into space. But apparently, of course, along with everything Moran has ever been involved with, it was a complete car crash. Well, apparently everyone got back. The story is that it was the launch didn't work out as expected, but everyone in the crew on the plane and all got back. So, can we check with my space guy on that, actually?
Oh, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
We'll do that later on. Lads, that rocket you were on about yesterday caught your soft launch bug. Did you curse it? Love the show. Hey. A from Sam on show. Cheers, Sam. Day 180 of the soft launch of the afternoon show. Foley, I was listening to Spotify for the last few hours. I was saying to myself to turn off and turn on Ray at 2. Ray Foley, that is. The last thing I'm listening to now before tuning in is your theme tune, I Don't Care from Fallout Boy. Spooky, Black Magic, Foley. Love the show. A hey. From Richie. Well, did you go and pick it, like? Did you go and pick
Suggest?
Fallout Boy. This is such a good song. Oh, this puts me in the mood for doing the show. Absolutely love it. Spooky Black Magic, love the show. A from Richie and Owen of the Kuna crew on show. All right, Owen. Looking forward to a great show. Well, you've come to. You know what? Cool. Are you sure you wanted to come to the FM? I mean, really, was that a good idea? Sitting in the rain waiting on those dang kids of mine to finish school. Great way to spend one's days off. Stay awesome, man. Cheers. Owen, love the show. Hey, today FM. You have my heart and we'll never be
with me. It's rain. I knew you would.
Get on, bro. Today FM, play the music you love. Yeah, the baby on the vibration plate. What was it for? What does it do? Did you look it up?
Yeah, Fidelma, who was on to us earlier, is pretty much spot on the ball. Right. Yeah, a vibro plate stimulates your muscles, improves the flow of lymph, whatever that is, decreases blood pressure, and increases blood circulation and oxygenation. So it does sound like it's for recovery.
Oh, okay.
I know what lymph is.
What? You know what lymph is?
Yeah, I learned that in Junior Cert Biology. It's the only thing I remember.
The lymph nodes are all around your body.
They are. So two circulatory systems, blood and lymph.
And your lymph... We did this in biology in secondary school.
It's a long time ago for me.
Go on, sorry. So what is lymph then?
It's a clearish, cloudy-looking liquid. I think it does something to do with fighting infection. But it's your other circulatory system.
Oh, stop. I've just had my lunch. I thought you did a workout on these shaky vibration machines, but apparently not. You just stand on it and it makes you feel better. Ian's over there. Ian, sir, 0874 100 102 for your voice notes, by the way. Ian?
No, Ray, I'm definitely not a gym expert, but
right.
I did have a Ford Focus that used to sound like that every morning. love the show.
Hey, cheers, Ian. Yeah, if you're in the car driving along, you sound like... Starting the... Was it the car itself that sounded like that?
I think the spark plugs are gone there.
All right. Like, yeah. When my kids are 8 and 10 now, but when they were in creche and babies, there's a stretch of, when I'd be dropping them to play school, to creche, there's a downhill stretch of road. You probably know it, it's near you, it's the Glenageary Road. It's from the top of the Glenageary Road going down Adelaide Road.
Oh, yes.
In South Dublin. And as you drive down it, there's loads of bumps on it until it levels off, right? And they would never have to be, they would have been like 4 and 2 at the time, strapped into the two seats in the back of the car. And as soon as you'd hit the bumpy bits, and it would be a fairly long stretch from the top of the hill the whole way down till it evens out, the pair of them would start going, just going, and the whole way down to crash, they'd be,
Ray Foley.
Good times. We don't do that anymore, unfortunately. I'm the only one doing it now when we're on that stretch of road. I'm like, come on, lads. They grow up too soon. We're playing Ava Max for your next. The last word. Sorry. Ava Max, Kings and Queens, today FM, playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. It's Ray Foley, in and on. And, yeah, I absolutely love that song. The better Ava Max song, in my opinion. Controversial.
Ooh,
controversial hot take,
it has to be said.
God damn it, I love it. 2.5 minutes of greatness. Well, Ava Max, everybody.
Right,
well
okay,
done,
yeah,
Ava.
Yeah, yeah.
Ava. Well, fair play to you, girl. Today FM, playing the music you love. See this Evil Dead story?
Yeah.
Evil, there. You know the Evil Dead, with your man with the chainsaw for the arm?
Yep.
And all the blood?
Absolutely.
And the murdering and the horror.
Mm-hmm.
Classic film from, I want to say, mid-80s?
Very early 80s, yeah. There's been
early 80s.
3 or 4 of them, I think, yeah.
There was the Evil Dead, and then there was the... they'd have made a sequel to it. Then they had one where he went back in time. Then they had a TV series, Ash vs. Evil Dead. And then they've brought back, they've done one called Evil Dead again. And now there's going to be a sequel to that. This is all jigs and reels to tell you that it's an Irish fella directing the new Evil Dead movie.
Fair play.
Evil Dead Rise. It sees the franchise go urban, leaving the familiar woodland settings for city high-rise buildings. The reunion of two estranged sisters is ruined by flesh-eating demons. Don't you hate it when that happens?
That's the worst.
So you're just getting together with your sister.
It's Christmas dinner ruined.
You're going to have open a bottle of fizz. And next thing, flesh-eating demons. And it's just the worst.
Hang on, let me call my Evil Dead guy.
Oh, you've got one. This is exciting. Oh, he's alive. He's not evil or dead. It's ringing.
Hello.
Hello, is that Lee Cronin?
It is indeed, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, director of the new Evil Dead movie. Hello, it's Lee Cronin. Evil Dead Rise. Hello, sir.
Hello there. How are you doing?
Ray Foley calling from Today FM, by the way.
Thank you. I had a feeling you were going to call, so standing by. Are you right?
Yeah, I'm calling you my Evil Dead guy. Now, you're not evil or dead, but you are my Evil Dead guy, okay?
I will take it.
tell us, well, first of all, congratulations. This is massive. This is an important franchise to horror fans for generations now, and now it's been sort of gingerly handed to you to take it on. How do you feel about that?
I'm really excited, and thanks for the good wishes. I'm one of those fans. I was a big Evil Dead fan growing up, so when I was kind of given the opportunity to take it on board and reinvent it for modern times, I was really excited by the challenge. And I'm just really pleased to, you know, we're getting close to the release and the trailer is out there now, because making movies takes time. Yeah. So it's been a journey over the last couple of years, which started during COVID lockdown with me writing it on my bed. So to see the trailer out there now in the world and people responding to it really positively, it's a really great buzz.
How are the, because there's, man, like when you're talking particularly horror franchises and fans of this franchise in particular, they are, pardon the pun, die hard. But how have they taken the trailer? What has their reaction to it been like?
It's been really, really positive. Cool. You know, it's an old standing fan base, but there's a lot of new fans as well that would have come aboard the franchise back in 2013 when there was a reboot done back in 2013. But across the board, you know, you always have high hopes when you put your work out into the world. But it's been a really exciting response from the fans kind of all around the world. And you know, many, many millions of views of the two trailers that are out there. There's a red band and a green band. One being a bit more violent and crazy, the other one being a bit more creepy. But it's been a pretty universally positive response. So I was able to sleep a little easier once it went out.
Yeah, you're a man who can sleep a little easier knowing that you're going to cause millions of people the world over to not sleep.
And that's the plan when you sit down, you know what I mean? And especially, I think with this movie, you know, like it's set in a really domestic environment amongst family and the home. So there's lots of stuff that people can identify with and really get under their skin and really creep them out. So, but I think it's as much as it's scary, it's also a really entertaining ride. And that's something that Evil Dead movies usually are.
Yeah.
And something that was really important to me is that it's a really entertaining funfair ride as well.
It was Sam Raimi that did it originally, wasn't it?
It was indeed, yes.
Is he involved, or does he have any ownership or involvement in the newer versions?
Yes, so Sam Raimi and Bruce Campbell, who was the actor in the original movies, and Rob Tappert, the original producer, they would have been my, you know, some of my producers on this movie. So
it was
Sam that tapped me on the shoulder. He'd seen my previous movie, The Hole in the Ground, back in 2019, and he asked me if I'd be interested in kind of taking it on. So he saw something in that got him interested in what I might be able to do for Evil Dead.
Yeah, and you sure do. He did the Doctor Strange recently, didn't he?
He did. He was a tough man to get in touch with during the post production of that, because I was in post production of my movie at the same time. So, and he did. You know, that was a great movie too. He brought a lot of his unique style to it. So Sam's a filmmaker who's a hero of mine, so it was a real pleasure to get to engage with him and to collaborate with him on this movie.
Oh, I hate that. I hate when Sam Raimi's hard to get a hold of when he's working on a huge movie for Marvel. It's just the worst, Lee. And of course he featured then Bruce Campbell, of course, by a nod. Of course, in the Doctor Strange, we spotted him in there.
That's right.
How old are you, Lee?
Do I really have to say?
Yeah, this is a grilling now. You're getting the full.
Can I lie on the radio? Today I'm 40. Not that it's my birthday. I won't be 40 for much longer, but I'm still 40 today.
Right. So you would have only been a baby when the first films came out.
Yeah, my dad showed them to me when I was about 9. I grew up in a real horror house with older siblings, so there was.
So did I, in fairness, but on the telly. Sorry, go on.
I saw Evil Dead and Evil Dead 2 back to back on VHS. I still have a copy of Evil Dead on VHS buried in a drawer somewhere. Wow. So they got under my skin at a very young age.
And now you've got it. When's it out?
April 21st.
Okay.
So it's rolling out only in cinemas around the world on April 21st, which is really exciting. So, you know, wherever you are, and especially I'm really excited for a home audience to come out and see the movie and hopefully have a good time, because it's a real popcorn thrower. You know, it's a 90-minute horror movie. You go in, you get scared, you have a good time, hope to tell your friends to go and do the same.
Definitely one for the horror fans. I read that you used thousands of gallons of blood.
We did a lot of blood in this movie.
Okay, definitely one for the horror fans. Listen, man, congratulations. Thanks so much for coming on, and continued success to you, Lee Cronin. Evil Dead
My
Rise in
Thank
cinemas
you.
On the 21st of April. Cheers, man.
Thanks. Take care.
Much love. All the best. Bye, 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 bye. Do you want to hear a little bit of it?
Yes, please.
I've got this is from the trailer of Evil Dead Rise, which is in cinemas on the 21st of April. Have a listen.
Sleep soundly.
Ray Foley. This is fantastic. Fair play to Lee. In cinemas, 21st of April. Evil Dead Rise. Right, stick around. We'll play some Pulp for you next, right here.
I'll be waiting.
And legend has it, he's still waiting all these years later. Cian Ducrow, and I'll be waiting. You're on Today FM playing the music you love. We're chatting to Lee Cronin, the writer and director, Irish fella. Only a young pup at 40. And he's the director of the new Evil Dead movie, which is in cinemas in the middle of April. Evil Dead Rise, it's called. I think, is the fifth, would it be the fifth one?
Oh, it could be, yeah.
There was either two or three originals, then a new one. So it's either the fourth or the fifth, Evil Dead Rise. And he's used thousands of gallons of blood in the new film. Just to put a little bit in of it for you, if you want to have a listen. Give you an example.
Oh, stop that. Oh, it tickles. Ow.
That last one stung a bit.
I saw Lee's other film, A Hole in the Ground, and it was great. Yeah, a couple of years ago. Very good.
No, you're a fanboy, all right. Shaz texted. She says, I'm traumatised from that movie. This is the original Evil Dead. My uncle had it on the TV in the 90s. I was only about 7 years old at the time. What is this with people showing 7 year olds? Even Lee himself said he was like 8 or 9 when he watched the first ones. I just remember the music player being turned on and the creepy person and fog appearing in the woods. Still creeps me out to this day when I see it on the TV. Might also explain why I don't like Halloween. Yeah, that's probably it.
Ray Foley.
And no indication as to whether or not Bruce Campbell will make an appearance in the new one either. We never got to ask Lee that. Anyway, surely one for the fans in April 21st. Stay here, we're making that call on Today FM's Cash Machine and Pitbull next.
The car brand behind Ioniq 5.
Groove Jet, Sophie Ellis Baxter. That's Spiller. Oh, actually, hang on. It's Spiller and Sophie Ellis. I always think it's Groove Jet featuring Sophie Ellis Baxter. Sure it is, you fool. It's Spiller and Sophie Ellis Groove Jet with Baxter. Today FM, play the music you love. Good afternoon. Ray Foley's my name. There's JP.
How are you?
Yeah, lots of love coming in. We're so proud. Where's he from, actually, Lee? We were talking to Lee, Irish man, Irish writer, director, and releasing this new Evil Dead movie in April, Evil Dead Rise, the latest in the franchise.
I think he's a dub.
Is he? I never asked him where he's from. Anyway, he's ours now. He's a friend of the show when we were chatting to him a few minutes ago. And a lot of love for him. What was his previous film called?
Hole in the Ground, or The Hole in the Ground?
That's, and apparently Sam Raimi, who's behind the Evil Dead franchise, He made the original movies, the director and producer. He saw Hole in the Ground and then he thought that was so good that he'd commission him or get Lee on board then to do the new movie. Paul's over there, 0874 100 102. Paulie? Hello?
Yeah, JP. Hello. Foley, there was a lot of people took inspiration from his other film too, The Hole in the Ground.
Really?
The City Council. The County Council.
Yeah.
Irish Water.
Yeah, fair enough, actually. It's a good point. Never thought of that.
All big fans are looking into it.
Yeah, they're just looking into it. What's that joke? It was the two Ronnies did the joke. A massive hole has mysteriously appeared on Main Street. Police are looking into it. Very good. What else have I got for you? Oh, this is the airport. This is the man at the airport with the singing, "Is This the Way to Amarillo?" He's one of the security guards. Loads of love for the security guards. Does he have a name? Please hold. You don't mind waiting.
I don't mind. The original artist of Amarillo was Tony somebody.
Tony Cascarino.
I don't think that's right.
Tony the Tiger.
No.
Tony Hadley.
Not Tony Rich Project either.
Tony the Lonely. Stop it now. You can think of it yourself. Don't be looking up on...
I can't. It's Tony something. Tony Simpson. Tony Braxton?
Dublin airport worker who makes everyone smile or laugh goes viral in a wholesome video. This is Dermot. He's captured the nation's heart on Twitter. A Dublin airport worker has been praised. He works in the security lines and makes sure that everyone's kept moving at the security lines, skimming on through and moving the barriers. Don't be texting him.
I haven't looked at the text machine at all, Ray. What are you talking about?
Don't text him.
I'm looking at all those texts flying in now. No, I'm not.
Absolute sickener. Who is it? Tony
Christie.
Tony Christie.
Yeah.
That is the way to Amarillo, yeah. All right. I'm sickened now. This is Dermot at Dublin Airport, and he was guiding some passengers through. Oh my God, the levels are incredibly low. Hang on a second, I'll make them that louder for you. He's guiding passengers through the airport by singing, "Is This the Way to Amarillo?" I think he said to one woman, if you went any slower, you'd be going backwards. In the 5 o'clock in the morning, go through security at Dublin Airport.
Everybody sing along with me. On a Texas Sunday morning, how long to be there. Come on, girls. With Marie, who's waiting for me there.
It's gone viral.
Up above the highway. Give me a second. That's enough. You're going any slower, don't you? Go backwards. Come on.
There it is.
Keep it going, girls. I'll be in here, Jace. We'll be here all day.
Well done, sir. Dermot at Dublin Airport. Yeah, keeping things moving. Mm-hmm. Making sure we're flying off smoothly and having a bit of fun and entertainment while we're at it. Fair play to Dermot and lots of love. And actually, while we're at it, this is Dublin Airport. I think he's an Australian or a Kiwi, right, at Dublin Airport. And he's been stopped with mace or pepper spray, which is a weapon, right? Trying to go through Dublin Airport and he's been stopped by a female airport cop. Her response to him, I can only imagine what it's like for... Have a listen, here it is. She's confiscated his pepper spray, right?
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, I'm a bit upset, to be honest, that you took my pepper spray.
Well, first of all, it's illegal to carry this in Ireland. This class is a firearm.
She's not taking any prisoners.
No.
This is class as a firearm, right?
That's ridiculous.
Come here to tell you something. That's your opinion. This is our country.
Okay,
these
are
our rules.
I love it when she says, "Come here and I tell you." I wonder what someone from Australia or New Zealand makes of the expression, "Come here and I tell you." You shut your mouth and sit down there and stop videoing me.
That's ridiculous.
Come here to tell you something. That's your opinion. This is our country.
Okay,
these are
bad.
Our rules.
My bad.
I'm the airport police. This item has been seized. You cannot take this through an airport. Plus, because it's illegal, state police are on their way as well.
Oh!
Okay?
Yeah.
You can't carry this. You shouldn't have this in the country, full stop. But you bring this to an airport.
Where's this pink song coming from?
Pink in the airport.
I was thinking, where's that coming from? I don't remember that. Was Pink was travelling through the airport at the time, doing a live rendition of our hit song, Never Gonna Not Dance Again. And the airport cop says, "Come here and I tell you, Pink."
That's ridiculous.
Come here and I tell you something. That's your opinion. This is our country.
Okay,
these are
bad.
Our rules.
Absolutely. And taking no prisoners.
Country, full stop. But to bring this to an airport is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Cut that out. Pink, Never Gonna Not Dance Again at Today FM. If someone told me that the world of music played till the end. Great music from Pink. Today FM playing the music you love. It's called Never Gonna Not Dance Again. Double negative in there, Pink.
Yeah.
Just say I'll dance again. Should I go again? It's, speaking of going again, we'll have to go again with this rocket launch. How many satellites did... Who was the man we were talking to, my space guy?
Dr. Niall Smith.
Niall told us yesterday that there was a bunch of satellites going to be on this rocket launching from the southern tip of England, flying down around Ireland, and it went wrong. Now, they attempted, they did fly out. You could see the route of the flight path, if you like, around the bottom of Ireland, out towards Kerry. And then, in the end, they said it didn't go as planned. Let me call him. Hang on.
All right.
I'm going to call him. I'll call Knight. He's at... Oh, I want to say CIT. MTU.
MTU, yep.
Niall?
Yep.
Hello.
How are you?
Rafo, I'm only all right. Well, I'm better than the space launch experts or the rocket launching experts in England. They're not celebrating today.
No, they're not. Unfortunately, Ray, they're not. No, I mean, things seemed to be going well for a while yesterday. And just to recap, the way that the Virgin Galactic launched things into space is they sling a rocket underneath a Boeing 747. They fly that out over the Irish Sea. They point it towards the Azores, and then they effectively light the rocket underneath the Boeing 747. And that rocket then, I think this is the key piece, it has two stages. So the first stage is a big rocket that pushes it up over 100 kilometres up, which is technically into space, but not high enough to be in orbit, which means it won't still go around the Earth. So they need a second part of the rocket, which then fires to lift the payload that the satellite is carrying up a bit higher, actually to about 555 kilometres. But something happened when that second rocket ignited. It did work for a little while, and then something happened and it stopped working, which meant that the rocket didn't get high enough, which meant that it's now somewhere at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean.
Oh.
Unfortunately.
I didn't realise it had come down. Because from the report, well, it wasn't particularly clear. I was on Twitter last night watching, watching the reports from the company themselves. Live tweeting. And initially they were like, it's gone great. Everything has worked out. They were even putting up tweets themselves saying, mission accomplished, all good, everything's fine. And then at some point they clocked it that it wasn't all wasn't going to plan at all.
No, that's true. And actually, when you look at some of the data during the early part of the mission, some of the information, you know, how high it was, how fast it was going, seemed to change a little bit. I won't call it randomly. So there's a bit of a concern that two things could have happened. One, the spacecraft thought it was at a different height or a different speed. So if it thought it was high enough or fast enough, it could have itself shut off the engines, which would be unfortunate. Or something could have happened to the engine itself that it stopped working. But certainly a number of people on Twitter, like yourself watching, because there's so much we get these days still on Twitter, show that the telemetry, as it's called, the data coming back from the spacecraft in real time was really a bit random, and it wasn't what you'd expect. So again, this has happened before with landings on Mars, for example, where a spacecraft thought that it was a certain height off the Martian surface, but through a miscalculation on the software, it was actually closer and, you know, crash landed. This type of thing can happen if some sensors went wrong. Then you're going to have a perfectly healthy set of satellites and really a perfectly healthy rocket. But it's just been told, you're high enough now, we're ready to throw the satellites out into space, but you're not high enough.
Worth noting that nobody was injured, but they've lost whatever the gear was that came down. Can they salvage that?
No. No, I mean, it's gone. Yeah, it's a relatively inexpensive mission, and right now I have no idea what the depth of the ocean where it would be, but it wouldn't be worth salvaging. What they might hope to see, potentially, I think mostly what they'll rely on is the data they've got back already. Whatever is recovered, whatever is already stored, I think is what's really going to give them the information. There might be some sense of a bit of floating debris, but they won't go looking for it or whatever. It's just too expensive, unfortunately. And these things do happen. I mean, Virgin have had six launches, five of which were from the Mojave Desert, the same sort of process. Four of those worked, one, the first one failed, and then the sixth one, which is the first one from Cornwall, has now failed. So they've had two out of six failures, which is a little higher than some others, but then they're less expensive to ride with.
But you say it's less expensive. How much have they lost now on this, do you reckon? Or how much money is gone down the Swanee on this, or down the ocean?
I think there's about, there's something like about 25 million euros or whatever, you know, so it's not nothing, but it's not... It's not gazillions. The other thing is that these are all, these are, well, most of these are commercial satellites. So they and this doesn't really make up for it, but they'd be insured. Right. You know, they will launch them again. It is high risk, and therefore a lot of the cost of that 25 million will be insurance cost, not actual cost of the build. But I think it's unfortunate actually, because there's two countries involved, Wales and Oman, both of whom were launching the first satellites built in their country, although both of them had sort of outside help. But and unfortunately for them, they would have been sort of celebrating, you know, their first satellites.
If they're insured, though, sorry to cut across, you know, if they're insured, there's a chance they'll go again, or have they made any announcements in that regard thus far? It's probably too early yet, is it?
Yeah, it's difficult to know. So I think for most of these, they're likely to go again because they're not sort of time sensitive. Some satellites, they're put up for particular reasons, and if they don't go, they don't go again. Also, the insurance, like a lot, Ray, you know, when you look in the small details, it doesn't necessarily cover the full cost. So if your company can't come up with the additional money for a relaunch, then you might just have you might be able to do it. So it does depend.
If anyone's going for a walk on Inchy Donny Beach then, or Garrettstown over the next few days,
keep your eyes open. And if you see something, then trust me, it's unlikely to come from this rocket. It's another one. But I'd put it on the mantelpiece at home.
Or go and grab it, or stick it in. Jer texted, he said, couldn't Virgin just put the rocket in a big bag of rice and put it in the hot press?
Science. Do you know what I mean? Science.
Give it a few days.
That is science.
Take the battery out of it and blow.
Well, I've learned over many years never to assume that any idea is completely silly, so we'll just go with that.
There you go.
I'm thinking with Jer's view.
You're based in Cork, at MTU and at the Observatory, or the Blackrock Castle Observatory. Well, shout out, excuse me, for everyone working there. Where are you from?
Brilliant. So I'm a Dublin man originally,
I
moved to Cork a long time ago, but I'm a Clondalkin man originally, and still a proud Clondalkin man, and also very happy to be living in Cork, if that isn't an oxymoron.
I totally understand. Thanks so much for taking the time this afternoon.
You're very welcome, Ray. Very welcome.
The next time I need you, I'll call you my spaceman. Alright.
Perfect. I talk all afternoon. Listen, look after yourself, Ray. Bye for now.
That's my spaceman, Niall Smith. He's a fully grown human. He's not a little green man or anything.
Okay,
just worth noting. Stick around if you want to get in to win over €15,000 on our cash machine. We're making that call in just a couple of minutes. And the Sugar Babes next.
Here on Dermot and Dave.
Sugar Babes and round and indeed round today FM playing the music. You're like, hello, it's Ray Foley on. Is it when? It's not, it's Tuesday.
Oh, God.
6 weeks holidays. In for 1.5 days. And I'm already in agony.
Ray, it's a privilege to have three more days left, three more shows left in the week. No?
No, you're not helping.
Okay. Oh, loads of fans of Dermot. Was it Dermot in the airport, at Dublin Airport?
Yeah.
As he was singing, "Is this the way to Amarillo?" At the security queue.
Everybody, sing along with me. On a Texas Sunday morning, how long to be there? Congress with Marie, who's waiting for me there. Up above the highway, you can see it. That's an open. You're going slower, love. You'll go backwards. Come on.
If you go any slower, love, you're back. You're going backwards. Come on. Fair play. And for the satellite, or the bunch of satellites and the rocket crashing in to the Atlantic Ocean, the failed launch of, isn't it called Virgin Orbit?
Correct.
Virgin Orbit, the rocket. We were talking to Niall a few minutes ago, and it was, wasn't it 25 million or something, keep the eyes peeled if something washes up on the beach in Cork or Kerry over the next few days. Dry it off, take it home, stick it in the hot press.
Damo texted, he said, it's a joke. Insurance is a fortune on the Corolla because of claims from the likes of Branson crashing his 25 million euro rocket into the sea and claiming for a chip in the windscreen. Sick. From Damo. Damo, you're absolutely right. And voice notes as well. 0874 100 102. Was it? I was texting
Niamh, wasn't it?
Niamh was, yeah, sent in the voice note as well on the usual number. Niamh!
Absolutely no problem with him wanting to throw me 25 mil there, if it feels like it.
Yeah.
Absolutely no problem.
I tell you what, get out the metal detector on the beach, Niamh, over the next few days. And keep an eye out for it. See what washes up. And you never know. Maybe a Tricky Dick, Richard Branson, will be in touch with a little bit of a cash incentive for you. Speaking of cash, cash machine call next. My hands on myself. This is Today FM. I'm getting used to just being alone. Just being alone. Moncrief with the song called Perfect. Today FM. Playing the music you love. Good afternoon. It's Ray Foley in and out. Do you need a holiday? Oh. I've just taken 429 days annual leave. I'm on day two. Straight away, we're all in the same boat, aren't we? Like, you give it your all every day. You go into work, nose to the grindstone.
This is you we're talking about now.
But yeah, of course, Mia.
Okay.
Giving it your all. Maximum effort, 129%.
Is this improv? What are we doing right now?
What I'm saying is, I work really hard.
You work really hard.
And for everyone else working really hard out there, I've got just the treat for you. But thanks to our friends at FBD Insurance, we've got a 1,000 euro holiday voucher to give away every day this week on air.
Yeah, I know.
With over 500,000 customers and 34 branches across the country, FBD Insurance are the largest homegrown insurer offering farm, home, car and business insurance. But what does FBD stand for? We're looking for clever FBDs. If you're a clever FBD and you want to text us this afternoon.
Careful now.
0874 100 102. What does F... Just Anthony. Flat battery doctors. Federal butterfly department. Fuchsia bike dads. So clever FBDs. 0874 100 102. The best one, or one of the best ones, will win a 1,000 euro holiday voucher on the air this afternoon.
Ray Foley.
So text in, along with your name and where you're from, FBD. Three words, one beginning with F, B and D. Get a winner in a few minutes. I'll play Lady Gaga next.
On Will of Docus, Dira.
Survey found half of people have ended a relationship because of a so-called ick. 12% of people broke up with someone because they're obsessed with star signs, while 11% said they ended it because the other person clapped when a plane landed. It's 2 minutes past four.
That's unforgivable anyway.
I know, but imagine you've just arrived like for 2 weeks in Tenerife.
Romantic holiday, yeah.
And he's sitting next to you on the plane clapping away. Like, oh, well, that's it. We have to get separate hotels now.
Today FM News, I'll have more in the last word at half four.
These breakup stories, so dirty fingernails and tattoo. In fairness, tattoos, I suppose if it's a hidden tattoo and then all of a sudden you see them with their top off, you're like, oh, I couldn't go out with someone, I'm sorry, I can't go out with someone with a tattoo, sorry, I can't do that. It's a bit of a weird one, isn't it?
Well, I guess it's a massive surprise, but I mean, surely you're aware of the tattoo within 3 dates.
Yeah, you would see the tattoo.
Whoa,
hang on a minute.
There's almost a timeline of this kind of thing, Ray. I've heard tell by the third date, no?
The other icks then that Ben has.
Putting on a baby voice was one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Putting on a baby. Who would do... What do you mean, putting on... Like...
I don't know, talking like a baby, I suppose.
Talking like a baby? Well, I think at some... once you're well into the relationship, you can start having the kind of... Oh, did you not sleep last night? Oh, poor me. Yeah, you could probably... We do that, yeah. Let me see. Star signs. We don't use that the expression, the ick.
Oh,
we don't, I'm afraid, no.
Oh, okay. You have an ick for the ick.
Breaking up with... I would break up with someone who uses the expression, the ick.
That's your ick.
That's my ick. 11% said they ended up with someone who clapped when a plane landed. What about chewing with your mouth open?
That's great.
It's going to be... I remember sitting in a restaurant.
I hate masticators.
I'm sure you do. I was sitting in a restaurant once and they appeared to be... They were a young couple and I said to my wife, I bet they're on a Tinder date. They've got to be. And she was eating like that, and I, like, my wife needed to say to me, "You're staring." I felt like reaching over and saying to your man, "Run, run now."
Ray Foley.
Go for your life. Alright then, if you texted in for FBD, I take two songs, I get a winner after that. Lady Gaga on Today FM. My mama told me where, even after all it still wrecked me. To find out you know how to forget me. Lewis Capaldi and Forget Me. Even after all this time. Today FM playing the music you love. Hello, Ray Foley on.
I'm not having, this is unacceptable. Wow. This is not on.
These text messages you have to throw in.
Right, what's wrong with them?
You know what's wrong with them.
Well, the public have spoken. I can't control what people send in.
FBD Insurance have given us a €1,000 holiday voucher to give away.
Yes!
Perfect. 10th of January. Going on the websites. So you're like, oh, I could do a getaway now. Well, we'll look after you with Today FM and FBD Insurance. FBD has been supporting customers across Ireland for over 50 years, it says here, with some of those relationships spanning generations. We're asking to text in what you think FBD should stand for. Not what it really stands for. It's not a quiz. We're looking for smart arse responses to the three letters FBD. And have you delivered? Phil texted, for instance.
Oh, yeah.
Phil said, Foley's belly dilemma.
Alright.
Very clever, Phil. I hope you're proud of yourself. Foley's belly dilemma.
Phil's an outlier, is he?
Benny in Buncrana said, Foley's body difficulties. Kay in Cork, I don't know if she's directing it at me. She writes, fairly bad diet.
Okay.
Fairly says there's room, like, I mean, it's not that bad. Fat but dazzling, says Kate in Portlaoise.
A theme here.
Tucker says, freakishly big donuts.
Lovely.
That's my problem, really. Fabulous balding daddies, says Kira Whelan. And furry balls dispenser, says Mark and Claire.
Like tennis balls have that fur on them.
Well, I know exactly what you're talking about. Just wondering how one would dispense them. Let me call.
It's to the phones we go.
This is me, though, I'm calling, is it? It's ringing. Answer with what your entry is.
Future baby daddy.
Future baby daddy.
Yes.
You dirty thing. Is that Angela?
That's Angela.
Angela, yes. You have to win a €1,000 holiday voucher.
Fantastic.
Are you talking about me now when you say future baby daddy? You chat me up.
Oh, God, no.
No, okay, fair enough. That's grand. We're not going on holidays today, then, I suppose.
No.
whereabouts in the world are you, Angela?
Nobber, County Mead.
Nobber, very good. And who are you going to take on holidays?
Probably some of the kids, maybe. Hopefully.
What kids? What are the kids' names?
Oh, I have four. They're teenagers.
All right.
Shane, David, Michael, Noel.
Okay, so they'll have to fight it out then to decide who's going to go with you.
They will, yeah.
You don't have a favourite?
No, definitely not.
Well, you do, but you won't say it on the radio.
I don't know.
You're dead right. You're dead right. Listen, what are you thinking about going on holidays?
Well, probably maybe Spain, maybe.
Oh, Spain. Lovely. Do you have a favourite spot?
Yeah.
Where then?
Maybe Tenerife.
Oh, Tenerife would be lovely. Listen, many happy returns. Happy New Year. Thanks for taking our call, Angela. And please wish the future... What's his name? The future...
Oh, Ray, love the show.
Oh, cheers, Angela.
Future baby daddies. Yeah.
Future baby daddy. Yeah. Wish the future baby daddy the very best. And hopefully you meet him in Spain on holidays. Cheers. Oh, thanks to FBD Insurance. Another chance to win €1,000 holiday voucher tomorrow. Today FM. My wife just texted me. This is from Twitter. Very British Problems. It's a Twitter account called Very British Problems. Have you ever heard of them?
Right, okay.
It says, don't try and resuscitate your tea in the microwave. It's dead. Let it go. That's true, actually.
Yeah, tea that comes out of a microwave is gross.
But coffee.
coffee's all right, though.
I've never tried coffee.
Coffee, like if you have a cappuccino or a takeaway coffee or a fancy coffee from, you know, like a petrol station or a garage machine or that kind of jazz. A foamy coffee, a latte.
But doesn't, when you stick a tea that has milk in it in the microwave, does it come out with a slight film across the top?
Well, I drink my tea black, and even at that, I'd have one sugar and black tea. And even at that, like 20 minutes later, and there's nothing worse. Like you're frying an egg or you're doing a bacon sandwich or something like that. Mm. And that you've butter in the, you've made the tea, so the tea's done.
Oh yeah, it's chilling.
It's chill. But the problem is when you've just finished making the sambo, you sit down to have it and the tea's too bloody cold. Stick it in the microwave. Don't! No! You've ruined it. Anyway. It says very British problems. I think it's a very Irish problem as well, in fairness. I don't have time to get into it, I'm afraid. Because there's so much we didn't get to do on today's show. We didn't get to do Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa?
Dua Lipa.
Okay.
Where singer Dua Lipa tells us her favourite character from the DuckTales universe is Scrooge McDuck's grandnephew, Dewey.
Yeah.
She's not a fan of Huey or Louie.
No.
In Dua Lipa. We didn't get to do Richard Chambers' decompression chambers. Where Virgin Media News totty Richard Chambers tells us he's branching out with his own range of decompression chambers in Richard Chambers' decompression chambers. And we didn't get to do January Jones' January Jones's January Loans. Where Mad Men actress January Jones tells us she's got into the mortgage approval business in January Jones' January Loans. Guys, I just got some great news.
Yeah.
Matt Cooper's on the way next. Have a lovely Tuesday and talk to you tomorrow.
Your dad says, you better get help.